The biggest differences between this plan and the one the governor vetoed last year are that the state attorney general's office would dispense the permits, and they'd be roughly $40 cheaper. Otherwise, it's largely the same. Residents 21 and older could get a permit if they take a firearm safety course and pass a criminal background check. At a Capitol News conference, sponsors talked about how this would make the public safer. Here's Eau Claire Republican Senator Dave Zien.
Your life might be saved if you're at a gas station at midnight, at a convenience store. It's being robbed. Somebody might have a firearm to stop that crime.
And Waterford GOP Assemblyman Scott Gunderson.
Somewhere along the line, someone will decide not to commit a crime against you or one of your family members because they will not know if you are or not carrying a weapon.
Gunderson estimates about 100,000 Wisconsin residents would apply for the permit. Businesses could put up signs if they don't want customers carrying guns there. But the bill's safeguards are not enough to satisfy critics like Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort.
With having more guns out on the street, more things can happen.
Bonavia's group has been lobbying against concealed carry proposals since the mid-90s. Last session was the first time one of them cleared the legislature and made it to the governor's desk. She says that shouldn't happen again.
If our legislators are really representing the people of Wisconsin, the people of Wisconsin have been very clear about this. The vast majority of us are opposed to it.
In fact, according to a 2003 poll out of the UW, nearly 70% of Wisconsin residents don't like the idea of concealed carry. This plan would be similar to concealed carry laws in 36 other states. Governor Jim Doyle's staff has already indicated Doyle will veto it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.